You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Cardinals baseball today on this Thursday, June 16th, with Jennifer Langosch, as always. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. And the Cardinals playing better as of late, but they are coming off a 4-1 loss to the Astros on Wednesday, and definitely a mixture of good and bad in that game. Let's start with the good. Seven scoreless from Adam Wainwright last night, even though he is somehow winless in three starts this month. The ERA, nonetheless, an outstanding 1.80 in those three starts. And, you know, every week when Wainwright was struggling, it seemed like the only person not worried about Adam Wainwright was Adam Wainwright. And sure enough, he has validated those lack of concerns on his part, because he is back to being the ace that we know that he can be. And I think it's going to be a big relief given the other inconsistencies in that lineup that Waino is Waino again, at least for right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that Adam Wainwright is back. And, you know, a little different perspective than maybe a month ago, when kind of start to start, you weren't really sure what he was going to give you. But when you look at what he's rolled off, I mean, particularly this month, but even going back into May, I mean, he has gradually been getting better, kind of building toward this, and it's been spectacular, despite maybe the winless month for him. I mean, the results are not indicative of how well he's pitched. So, I mean, I think you trace this back to early May, when he started making an adjustment, a slight adjustment with where his arm slot was. And, you know, from there, it seemed like everything kind of fit into place for him. And, you know, for him to be pitching deeper into games last night, going seven scoreless innings, that's certainly a good sign for the Cardinals, who are expecting him to be one of the key contributors in terms of innings eating out of that rotation. And you're right, as you look at still some of the inconsistencies within the rotation, you know, particularly lately with Jaime Garcia and Michael Wacha, knowing that every fifth day when Adam Wainwright takes the mound that your team has a very good chance to win is a good place for this rotation to be in, and really where Adam thought he would be all along. And so you look at it, it's not that different than it was for him in 2012, coming off a season missed from Tommy John surgery. It took him about 2 months that year to get back in sync, and I think it's been similar this year, coming off a missed season, almost entirely missed season last year. It took him about two more months to get in sync, but from here you would expect him to sail and be the pitcher that we've seen in the past.
And Jen, you brought up a good point that even for a guy like Adam Wainwright, who's been there and done that and won, you know, accolades individually and team-wise, even for him, this is still a game of adjustments that, you know, these guys we tend to forget, for all their excellence, they're not cyborgs. They're not pre-programmed to, you know, throw at the perfect arm slot in the perfect location every time. Sometimes it takes those tiny little tweaks to get back to what you once were. And for Wainwright, he's making those adjustments even in his, you know, mid to late 30s here. Like I said, a constant game of adjustments, but he's adjusting well. As we said, the ERA below 2 in three starts this month just does not have a W to show for it, at least not so far. Jennifer, as for the not so good, another rough outing for Trevor Rosenthal. He's given up 6 earned through 5 2/3 in 7 appearances so far this month. As of this discussion now, to be fair to him, 4 of those 7 appearances have been scoreless, but he's been really lit up in the other 3. So it's kind of been a Jekyll and Hyde act for Trevor Rosenthal right now. Is that kind of what we should expect from him? Because the consistency, at least, you know, comparable to seasons past, is not there right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a growing concern for the Cardinals. And right now, Mike Matheny is insistent that Trevor Rosenthal is this team's closer and that there's no change coming there. But, you know, of course, you look in that bullpen and you see a guy by the name of Sohn Wan Oh, a very decorated closer in Asia who's having a sensational rookie season here in the majors. And you wonder at some point if he could start to inherit those save opportunities. But it's just been a really bizarre season for Trevor Rosenthal in a couple regards. I mean, first, you look at his numbers, which aren't good, but you look at them separated between save situations and non-save situations, he's been nearly unhittable in save situations. Yet when he pitches in non-save situations, like he did in his most recent appearance, he's being lit up. I mean, 1 earned run, I believe, in his 15 save opportunities, 10 earned runs in his non-save appearances. So whether there's adrenaline there that in those save opportunities that he can't kind of make up for in the non-save opportunities, maybe that's an issue, but certainly some issues there. And you look at his season, really through the first 2 months of the season, he had very limited save opportunities, and that's just because of the way this club was playing. If they were winning games, they were typically winning them by large margins because of the great offensive season they've been putting together. And when they were losing games, they were usually out of it because of some poor starting pitching. So Trevor's appearances were few and far between, and the thought was, if he can start to get more regular work, he can start to get in sync. Well, unfortunately for him, here we are in June. He's pitched in 7 of the last 11 games the Cardinals have played, so yes, there's been regular work. but the results are still inconsistent. So I think you point to the walk rate as one of the biggest issues. It's right near 8 walks per 9 innings allowed, and that's just untenable for a closer who needs to typically have a very low margin for error. So I think you look at that, you look at his first batter efficiency, which has not gotten better. And if he can get those two things fixed, I mean, we certainly know that this guy can be one of the most dominant closers in the league, but for whatever reason, again, see some really good performances from him, and then we've seen other ones that have gotten very complicated very fast.
So, Jennifer, you mentioned the splits, you know, very good in safe situations, not so good in the non-safe situations. So who does the blame, for lack of a better term, fall upon here? Is it Mike Matheny for continuing to put him in situations where he knows, and everybody knows, that he's not producing, or does the blame fall more on Rosenthal himself, where, you know what, you're a professional, you have to do the job no matter what the scenario is? You know, where do you divide this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more on Trevor that, again, maybe if it's an adrenaline thing or, you know, the moment, you know, the greatness of the moment, I mean, he's got to find a way to replicate that regardless of when he goes in. Because here's the problem for Mike Matheny. If Mike Matheny sits back and waits for save opportunities, as I mentioned, they've been so few and far between that Rosenthal's not going to be able to get consistent work. So the only opportunity for him to get out there consistently, for him to try to work through some of the mechanical issues he's had, is for him to sometimes have to pitch a non-safe spot. Now, if this continues to be the case, perhaps we don't see those opportunities coming maybe in a game like last night where the Cardinals are down by 1 in the 9th inning. Maybe you use somebody else there if you're worried about Trevor's ability to keep that deficit where it is. But he is going to have to learn how to pitch in non-safe spots because, as I mentioned, there's going to be some opportunities that's the only time he's going to be able to get in, and he's got to figure out a way to make it work.
And you almost never hear of a closer controversy or anything close to it with this Cardinals team. Maybe this is the time that we finally have one. As you said, they've got quite the plan B already in their bullpen. We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. And, Jen, to switch gears a little bit, you know, we hear discussion every season about whether interleague play has run its course. And in looking at the Cardinals' schedule, I was really struck by the oddity of it, because here they are. They have a great 6-game road trip against all NL Central foes. They go 5-1. Now they come home. They've got an entire 5-game homestand against AL teams. It's so odd. They've lost, you know, they lost both games against the Astros. They've got the Rangers coming in for a rematch of the World Series a couple years ago, 2011. So, you know, I look at that and I say, that's got to take the wind out of your sails a little bit if you're a Cardinals player, to know that, you know, you're in the thick of division competition. Now you're playing two completely random teams. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, and I think the other thing to add in there, too, is, you know, they won they had a great road trip, went 5-1 on the road, and they have an off day on Monday. Then they play 2 games against the Astros. They have an off day on Thursday. They have had so many off days this month that any sort of consistency or consistent role that this team wanted to get on, it's really kind of come to a screeching halt every time they have one of these off days. So it is weird, and I will say that the Cardinals, after being swept by the Astros in that 2-game series, did note, you know, that the lack of familiarity of the pitchers that they face might have had something to do with the reason why the offense, you know, by and large, aside from a home run by Brandon Moss and a home run from Matt Adams, really didn't show up for those two games. So, you know, usually in those situations where there's very little familiarity between pitchers and hitters, the pitchers have the advantage, and I think we saw that play out in this series. But yeah, it's a very weird month with 5 off days and a 22-day span, and then you look at these two American League series coming up. Then they go to Chicago, play a big series against the Cubs, and then they go back to the American League with interleague games against both Seattle and Kansas City. So an odd portion of the schedule. It hasn't helped the Cardinals momentum-wise. And in the meantime, you know, they're looking at that NL Central deficit, and they're not making up any ground, which is, we're approaching almost the halfway point of the season, has to be growing a little bit more concerning.
Yeah, that's amazing, as you said, that we are approaching the halfway point of the season, and the Cardinals definitely have some work to do, as does every other team in the NL Central chasing the runaway Chicago Cubs. Jennifer, on the light side of things, to go back to Wainwright a little bit, he's kind of thrown his hat into the ring about wanting to participate in the Home Run Derby. We've seen this groundswell of support, you know, for guys like Madison Bumgarner, for Jake Arrieta, the three of them tweeting at one another about wanting to participate. From my perspective, I really, really want to see this happen. We see what these guys do in batting practice. It would be tremendous publicity for the event, for the game of baseball. I see no harm with it. What about you?
Yeah, and Adam Wainwright is very serious. Let me point that out. This is not all tongue-in-cheek that he wants to participate. He really, really wants to participate. And when you watch him in batting practice, the guy can put on a show. And let's not forget, when he was drafted as a pitcher by the Atlanta Braves out of high school, there were other teams that were looking at him as an outfielder. So, I mean, his bat has played all along. That being said, the Cardinals, on the other hand, not so thrilled about this idea that Wainwright has about participating in the Home Run Derby. Mike Matheny among those, saying that this just seems like an opportunity for one of his pitchers to get hurt, which I think would be kind of an assessment echoed by other managers around. But when you talk about the All-Star game and getting more fans interested in it and getting eyes and people to tune in, I mean, what a way to do that by creating some sort of event in which these pitchers can try to go out and be sluggers for a few minutes. So I'm not sure that the odds are very high that this is ever going to gain much traction. Madison Bumgarner and Adam Wainwright talked about it together about a week and a half ago when the Giants were in town. And as we've seen on social media, they've been trying to push and push since. But hey, you know, even if they can't get in the real Home Run Derby, maybe they can have a little bit of fun before the Home Run Derby, kind of have a, you know, an intro to the Home Run Derby with a pitcher's competition. Or as Adam Wainwright pointed out, maybe let the pitchers hit the home runs and the cleanup hitters hit the sacrifice bunts and add another competition to All-Star Week. So certainly fun to talk about for Adam Wainwright, his best offensive season so far, and he certainly contributed to a couple Cardinals wins with that bat thus far.
No question. And to the argument that a guy could get hurt, my counter-argument is you can get hurt brushing your teeth. You know, you can get hurt doing anything. So, you know, I don't want to let that be the excuse. Let these guys hit. Let them have fun. Let the fans have fun. That's ultimately what this is all about, in my eyes. Jennifer, to wrap up here, Colton Wong is in his AAA rehab assignment. He's getting work in center field. How surprising is this to you?
Yeah, it's definitely a reversal of course for the organization, which just a week ago said it had no, kind of interest in expanding Colton's versatility defensively. Now, he was a center fielder back in his college days at the University of Hawaii, so this isn't entirely a new position for him, but it is one that he had never logged an inning for professionally until this past weekend when he began, I think it was Monday, when he played his first game in center field. So when you look at what he's doing offensively down in Memphis, and he has, you know, taken this opportunity and just taken off with his swing, must be right. He's hitting home runs right and left. He had a grand slam walk off his first game. He had another game-winning home run in extra innings a couple days ago. So offensively, he seems to be moving in the right direction. You know, and when the Cardinals kind of canvass what their roster looks like at the Major League level, they're still so crowded in the infield. But you look at that center field production, you're not getting it from Randall Grichuk. Jeremy Hazelbaker is tailed off. Tommy Pham isn't doing much in AAA. So that is the position where if you wanted to make a change to increase your offensive production, that would seem to be the spot. So if Colton Wong can prove himself capable at center field, if he can continue to hit the ball as he has, I wouldn't be that surprised if sometime this season, and actually maybe sooner rather than later, we see Colton Wong as a center fielder back on this Major League roster.
We've seen catchers and infielders make that transition. Why not Colton Wong, a very athletic kid, tons of promise, tons of potential, as you said, tearing the cover off the ball in AAA. Maybe he is the solution in center field for the Cardinals in 2016. Time will tell. And we're out of time on this occasion. But, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Jennifer Langosch, our Cardinals reporter, joining us as always. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.